Wednesday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 2. First reading from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. My beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now when I am absent. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for God is the one who, for his good purpose, works in you both to desire and to work. Do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, as you hold on to the word of life, so that my boast for the day of Christ may be that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, but even if I am poured out at a libation upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you also should rejoice and share your joy with me. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone come to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlooker shall laugh at him and say, this one began to build but did not have the resources to finish. Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Sharing the reading. First, the theme. One must carefully think before follow Christ. Many of the faithful want to catch fish with both hands. They want to have both worldly pleasures and the heavenly kingdom. There is a story about a little girl who asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? She was hesitating for a while. When he asked for the second time, he said, I want to be both the cashier and the nun. Is there a way that people can compromise between the two things? Jesus straightforwardly declared, you cannot serve both God and mammon. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Today reading give us some main reasons why people must carefully think and calculate before they decide to follow Christ. In the first reading, St. Paul gave the Philippians some practical advice, which was drawn from the yesterday hymn. When they decided to follow Christ, they must accept Christ's way to glory, which is his absolute obedience to God, his Father. In the Gospel, Jesus straightforwardly put out three conditions for those who want to follow him. They must give up their parents, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even their own life, and carrying their own cross. People must carefully think before making their decision, so that they shall not give up halfway too. If they do, they shall lose happiness both in this life and the life to come. Second, analysis. The first reading. Do everything without grumbling or questioning. Third point, volunteering to obey God. Like Christ, who completely obeyed his Father because he knew that his obedience shall complete God's plan of salvation. St. Paul also wanted the Philippians to have the same obedience. The obedience which is based on understanding shall help the faithful to earn their salvation, not by any other reason. This is the reason why he advised them, "So then, my beloved, obedient as you have always been, not only when I am present, but all the more now when I am absent. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." According to Pauline theology of the body, all the faithful are members of Christ's body. Since Christ is the head, all members are guided with knowledge and permeated by love which he received from God. This is the reason St. Paul said to the Philippians, "For God is the one who, for his good purpose, works in you both to desire and to work." Therefore, after understood God's mystery of salvation, the faithful should imitate Christ, obey, and do everything according to God's plan of salvation. Do not complain or doubt anything about his plan. Second point, courageously denying the worldly way of life. St. Paul knew that he could not live with the Philippians all the time to protect them from worldly temptations. So he tried to teach them in a way that it shall strengthen their faith. He taught them to do three things. First, to set good examples among the world. If the faithful let Christ to be the center of their life and act according to his guidance, they shall become poor, blameless, and perfect among a crooked and perverse generation. Such a life in the world shall help them to shine as light in the world and to lead others to God. Second, to live according to a purpose. St. Paul taught his faithful to clearly know what they lived this life for. The reason why he tirelessly worked to preach the gospel for them is also for that purpose, which is for salvation of all souls. Third, to accept sacrifices and sufferings. Because of salvation, he and them are ready to accept all sacrifices and sufferings for the gospel to extend to all places. He said he talks with the Philippians, even if I am poured out at a libation upon the sacrificial service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with all of you. In the same way, you also should rejoice and share your joy with me. Second, the gospel. Christ's disciples must pay a dearly price to follow him. According to Luke's report, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem. Many people were hoping that Jesus shall use his mighty power to fight against the Roman Empire and to recover Israel's kingdom. So they followed to support him. Jesus knew what they are thinking. He let them know what shall happen for him in Jerusalem and gave them three conditions for those who want to follow him. First point, three conditions to follow Jesus. One can say that the three conditions cover all what people may possess. First, they must give up their relatives. Jesus said to them, if anyone come to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. The Greek verb is used here is miseo. It means to hate, to despise, not to concern with, or to pay attention to. Matthew Gospel was more careful when using the verb than Luke. Jesus stated, whoever loved father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loved son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. See Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. It is for sure that Jesus did not teach people to hate their relatives as hating their enemies, but also to love them as ourselves. Luke used to pay special attention to love because he is a nurse, and his duty is to lovely care for patients. Here, Luke probably understood Jesus' meaning as in Matthew, that right disciples must not value their relatives more than God, and they must choose between God and their relative. They must choose God. Second, must give up their own life. As Christ sacrificed his body for human beings, Christ's disciples were also demanded to sacrifice themselves for God and others. Third, must carry the cross. Jesus continued to say to them, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. The cross he mentioned here not necessarily mean the cross which Jesus would died on, but all other suffering such as despite, misunderstanding, persecution, etc., which a disciple must endure in preaching the gospel. Second point, two illustrated examples. To illustrate the necessity of the careful thinking before one decides to be his disciple, Jesus gave them two concrete examples. First, building a tower. Money is the deciding factor for all building projects. People must have enough or extra money when the project is started. If a project started and money is run out, the building company shall stop the project. People shall look at the project and say, this one began to build but did not have the resources to finish. Second, fighting the enemy. Equal force is the deciding factor in fighting. Before fighting, a military leader must send out a spy to observe his opponent's forces, to evaluate and to compare with his forces. If he thinks that he might have a chance of winning, he shall fight. If not, he must ask for help or make overtures of reconciliation. Similarly, Jesus required those who want to follow him to carefully think of his three conditions and to evaluate their power to see if they can meet them. If they are unable to meet the condition, they should not follow him. Application in life. We must avoid the catching feet with two hands attitude, both to follow God and to enjoy all what the world offers. We must carefully think over three conditions which Jesus requests us to have and evaluate ourselves to see if we can meet them. When we make the decision, we should follow him until the end. Amen.